时间实在过得很快。
Time surely flies.
记得在十年前，师母跟我回来参加教会三十周年的这个感恩聚会的时候。
I still remember how 10 years ago when Mrs. Lee and I returned to celebrate our 30th anniversary.
我自己印象很深刻，很多弟兄姊妹心里面也有这个印象。
I was deeply touched, and I believe many of you have the same impression.
我站在弟兄姊妹面前，我实在说不出什么合适的话来。
As I stood before you, I really couldn't say anything that was very meaningful.
我从心里面说的第一句话，我到今天不会忘记。
But I'll never forget the first words that I uttered from the depth of my heart.
就是回家的感觉真好。
And that is, it's good to be home.
当我来到 Boston 的时候
，When I returned to Boston，
那个家的感觉在我心里面有非常强烈的那种感受。
There's a strong feeling of coming home。
刚才Pastor Sandy 在跟我们分享的时候，也特别提到 family 这个字。
Just now when Pastor Sandy led us, she specially emphasized family。
感谢主，我们在这里真是有一个家的味道。家的感觉，一个家的爱。
We thank the Lord that here we have a home, we have a family.
刚才听见张牧师在这里祷告。
And as I hear the prayer of Pastor Zhang,
他提到三件事情，我心里面也很受提醒。
I was strongly reminded by the three things that he mentioned.
在神的恩典的里面。
In the grace of God.
没有后悔，没有后退，也没有保留。
There's no regret, there's no turning back, and there's no holding back.
这个 regret, 一个是 regret, 一个是 no, 这个 reserve, 也没有 return. 这是一个上帝所用的一位宣教士他一生的祷告。
This is a prayer of a missionary that's been used by God all his life.
我们知道这个 William Borden 这一位宣教士在他虽然短短的人生里面，这三句话成为他一生的见证。
These three things actually was the testimony of William Borden, a short-lived missionary.
但愿我们在主的面前，真是也带着这样一颗心来到主的面前，来纪念这个四十周年。
But let us come before God and hold these words in our hearts.
回家不只是回属灵的家。
It's not just coming back to a spiritual home.
大家也知道，我回到 Boston 还有一个很重要的一个因素，就是来看自己的孙子跟孙女。
Of course, you know one of the reasons that I would love to come back is to see my grandchildren.
我曾经说了一句实在是不像话的一句话。
I have said the following.
我说什么时候上帝给我一个孙女，我就不传道了。
When God gives me a granddaughter, I will stop preaching.
所以上帝就非常怜悯我，就先给我两个孙子。
So God blessed me with two grandchild sons.
那么第三个给我一个孙女呢，就给我一个很大的考验。
And the third one he gave us is a daughter. So now I'm faced with a test.
那么这次回来抱着这个小孙女的时候，那种心里面的挣扎就很大。
So when I was holding my granddaughter, I have this struggle in my heart.
突然想到一句话，主说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And the word of Jesus came to me, "Do you love me more than these?"
我说：“主啊，我不知道，但是你知道我到底爱你有多少。”
I replied like Peter, "Lord, you know how much I love you."
感谢主，真是让我在主的面前有这样一个孙女儿那么宝贝，同时让我再次考验我对主的爱。
So I thank the Lord to give me a granddaughter and also the test to see how much I love him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝给我们恩典。
The Lord gives us grace.
有给我们恩典的目的。
There's a purpose to that blessing.
给我们四十年的恩典。
He has blessed us for 40 years.
我们有的时候觉得已经够满足了。
Sometimes we are very satisfied.
但是主提醒我们。
But the Lord reminds us.
当这些恩典临到我们的时候，
When we receive these blessings,
我们到底要怎么样回应他？
How are we going to respond to him?
当然回家的感觉实在是很好。
Of course, it's very good to return home.
当我到了我儿子的家，
When I came to my son's home,
我的媳妇就跟我讲一件事情。
My daughter-in-law told me this.
她说最近大概也发生没有多久之前，
Not too long in the past.
她说有一次她在开车。
One time she was driving.
她非常非常感恩，所以她一面开车一面唱歌。
She felt very blessed, so she was singing when she was driving.
那么我这个媳妇呢，唱歌呢，她这个有的时候唱，她会低八调啊，就在低八个音，第一个 octave 来唱。
When my daughter-in-law sings, very often she sings lower an octave.
她有的时候觉得太大声不好，所以她唱的比较低。
Because sometimes you feel it's not very good to sing
too loud. 后来她就听见她这个三岁的儿子在后面说了一句话。
And when she was singing, she heard her three-year-old son mention.
我这个孙子就跟她母亲说，她说妈妈。
He said, Mom.
她说请你不要唱好不好。
Can you stop singing?
她说因为我刚刚经过路口看见有一个 stop sign.
Said, I just saw a stop sign.
她说我看见那个 stop sign 呢，我就想说，哎呀，她说妈妈，你请你 stop 不要唱了。
So he responded, Mom, please stop.
我的媳妇当然心里面觉得非常非常的不好意思。
She was embarrassed.
但是她讲这句话的时候
，But when she said this,
给我一个很深很深的提醒。
I was reminded.
今天我们都活在一个非常忙碌的时代。
We all live in a very busy time.
我们今天需要有的时候停一停，来思想主在我们身上的工作。
Perhaps now and then we should stop in our tracks and think about the blessings of God.
我们今天不在乎这个世界有多忙。
We don't care how busy this world is.
今天的问题不在乎忙。
The problem is not with how busy we are.
今天的问题是乱而不是忙。
The problem today is chaos.
求主帮助我们，让我们真是在这个感恩的时候。
So in this time of recounting his blessing.
让我们 stop 一下，让我们停一下。
Let us stop.
一方面数算过去上帝的恩典。
Let's count the blessings that God has given us.
另外让我们也真实向前面看，上帝在我们身上到底有什么进一步他给我们的引导和带领。
Let us also look forward to ponder his guidance for the future.
这一次回到这里，我心里面有个很重的负担。
This time when I come back, I'm heavily burdened.
前天晚上跟弟兄姊妹一起也是思想同样这一段的经文。
On Friday night, I meditated with you the same passage.
主耶稣告诉我们说，
Our Lord Jesus said,
他多给谁就向谁多取。
To whom it is given more, more will be demanded.
我觉得中文翻译的非常非常的好。
I love the Chinese translation.
上帝给我们很多。
God gives us much.
但是中文翻译说他也向我们有所取。
But then much is demanded of us.
就让我想到约伯的故事。
And I thought about the story of Job.
当约伯在主的面前蒙恩的时候，
When Job was blessed,
撒旦来试探他。
Satan came and tested him.
我们也看见上帝借着撒旦的试探来试验约伯对他的信心。
And God allowed Satan to test Job to test his faith before God.
当然，这个故事我们都很清楚。
We all remember the story clearly.
后来约伯说了一句我们心里面都很印象很深刻的一句话。
Perhaps we are all very touched by one of his responses.
他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
The Lord giveth and the Lord takes away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Blessed be the name of God.
他在神的面前有一个这样的一个信心。
He has this faith before God.
相信所有一切都是上帝所给的。
He knew everything that he had was given to him by God.
当他这些事情都失去的时候
，When he've lost all these things.
对他来讲，他说我是没有损失的。
Said, I haven't lost anything.
我是赤身的来到这个世界。
I come naked into the world.
我也是赤身的回到这个永恒的里面。
And I will return naked into eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
前天晚上我提到，今天许许多多的得失就带来许许多多的恩怨。
I've shared with you how we often, because of our gain and losses, we become either blessed or cursed.
我们今天在这个世界上看到许许多多的恩恩怨怨。
We see how often we have good relations or bad.
在我们人生的过程当中，过去也是如此。
This describes our past.
我们四十年也是如此。
In our past 40 years.
当我们回想这四十年的时候
，When we reflect on them.
我们看见有高山，我们也想到有低谷。
We've seen high mountains and as well as deep valleys.
在我们的人生过程当中，本来就是这样充满许多的酸甜苦辣。
This indeed describes our life experience.
我们家庭的经验也是如此。
Isn't that the same in our family relationship?
在我们的信仰也是这样。
And the same with our faith.
在我们人生经历里面也是如此。
And in our life passage.
但是为什么大卫在诗篇65篇11节告诉我们说他以恩典为年岁的冠冕呢？
But why is it then that David can say, you have crowned our ages with grace?
大卫一生充满许许多多曲折的人生经验。
Because David's life is full of testing.
但是当他在数算这些岁月带来的总和的时候，
But as he concluded by recounting his life before God,
他发现虽然有许许多多的正正反反的东西， 但是他只想到的是上帝的恩典。
Even though there were many difficulties and trials, all he could think of is the blessing of God.
就给我们许许多多这样的学习和提醒。
So this helps us.
他说他所看到的只有上帝的恩典。
All he saw was the blessing and grace of God.
那么今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹一起思想。
This morning I would like to meditate with you.
因为这句话的后面一句话就是说他多托谁就向谁多要。
The words of Jesus in Luke saying, to whom was given much, much will be demanded.
多给谁向谁多许是讲到我们的过去。
Given much tells of our past.
现在他给我们一些新的一些托付是讲到我们的前瞻，讲到我们的未来。
But now we're going to talk about what he's going to demand of us in the future.
在刚才我们所读的42节，一开始主耶稣怎么说呢？
In verse 42, the Lord said,
谁是那有忠心有见识的管家？
Who then is the faithful and wise manager?
这个管家要按时分解要按时分粮给他的这个这些百姓。
The wise manager has to give food to the servants at the proper time.
上帝托付我们做什么呢？
What did God entrust us to do?
我们为着过去我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for what has passed.
刚刚李卓明牧师在祷告的时候提到 eternally grateful， 我们对神有一个永恒的一个感恩。
Just now, Pastor Ray prayed that we should be eternally grateful.
但是在我们感恩的时候
，But as we give thanks to God，
我们在上帝面前有一个什么样的一个从神面前领受的一个托付呢
？Have we received an entrustment from God？
今天上帝把我们留在地上。
The Lord has let us continue to be on this earth.
是一个很严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
上帝把生命摆在我们的手中。
The Lord has entrusted life into our hands.
在过去这些年来，我常常想到一句丹麦的一句名言。
I often reminded of this famous saying.
这个丹麦的一句格言 ，Denmark.
A Denmark proverb.
那句话说什么呢？他说，我们的生命是上帝给我们的礼物。
The life we have is a gift from God.
他说我们怎么样过我们这个生命，怎么样活出这个生命，是我们给上帝的礼物。
How we spend our life is our gift to God.
领受生命是个严肃的事情。
It's a serious matter to receive life.
我们一生的度过也是一个很严肃的事情。
How we spend that time is also a serious matter.
上帝在你我，在个人，在家庭，在这个教会的身上，都有他给恩典的目的。
The Lord gives us His blessings for a purpose.
40周年是个很欢乐的一个时候。
40 years anniversary is a happy time.
但是上帝一直提醒我在欢乐的时候不要忘记上帝给我们一些严肃的托付。
But I cannot forget that God also reminds me that in this time of happiness there's a serious challenge.
让我们在感恩之余，让我们有更多报恩的在主的面前的一个奉献。
With a heart of thanksgiving, we should ask the Lord, how can we repay him?
第一件事情，他这里提醒我们说，上帝对我们的盼望是要做忠心的人。
The first challenge from the Lord is we should be faithful.
我最近看一本书，讲到一位宣教士的见证。
I recently read about the witness of a missionary.
他是在这个已经在台湾，在中国，在中国大陆已经侍奉主已经有60多年的时间。
He has spent over 60 years in China and Taiwan.
他22岁到中国。
He went to China when he was 22.
现在已经83岁了。
Now he is 83.
一直还忠心的在宣教的工厂侍奉主。
He is still serving God faithfully.
他的名字叫彭蒙慧，就是在台湾 这个天运或者说救世传播协会的创办人。
He is the founder of Team
ORTV.
ORTV.
那么他是我们想我们都知道 Heavenly Melody 天运诗班这一个团体。
That is also the organization that sponsored the Heavenly Melody Group.
他这本书的题目叫什么呢？
What is the title of his book?
爱是一生的坚持。爱是一生的坚持，就是非常非常的这个中心。
Love is the center of your life.
他能够把整个上帝在60年前对他的托付一直坚持到今天。
He is able to hold fast to the Lord's entrustment to him for 60 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫忠心？
What is the meaning of faithfulness?
我们的过去有高有低，有起有伏。
Perhaps we've gone through peaks and valleys.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前求主提醒我们。
But we ask the Lord to remind us.
忠心就是一个坚持到底的一个属灵美德。
Faithfulness means holding fast to what we've been called to.
前不久过69岁的生日。
I passed my 69th birthday not too long ago.
九年前，当我60岁生日的时候。
9 years ago when I passed my 60th birthday.
这个故事有些弟兄姊妹都听过。
Some of you probably have heard this story.
我太太送给我一个生日礼物。
My wife gave me this birthday gift.
其实就是两个字。
She gave me two words.
在60岁生日的时候
When I turned 60,
李师母很严肃地说我要送给你两个字
Mrs. Lee said I will give you two words
她不讲中文讲英文
She actually said it in English
所以我们说我们来美国久了以后
So I joked that after being in the States for so long
我们中文忘记了英文也没有学好
We forgot our Chinese and we still are not very good in English
我常常开玩笑说我们在家里面一下中一下英讲得乱七八糟的
We are special in Chinglish.
Chinglish. 我举一个 Chinglish 的例子哈，那个先生说，我们要去 shopping 了。
We often say, let's go 去买东西。
前面讲中文，后面讲英文，这回得更好玩。我们要去 shopping， 然后你的回答说 shop 什么 ping？ 你看这个是更好玩。好了，我们不讲这个。他就告诉我，他说你要送给我两个英文字。
She gave me these two English words.
他说要 finish well， 把这两个字送给我。
She said you have to finish well.
有一次我在一个地方分享这件事情。
And one time I was sharing about this.
突然在下面听到的人有一个人就站起来。
Someone in the congregation stood up.
其实不是一个聚会，是一个传道人的一个聚会。
Actually, this is not an ordinary meeting; it's a gathering of preachers.
那个人就是昨天晚上我们在吃饭的时候跟我一起祷告的冯雅阁牧师。
And that is the pastor who prayed with me last night, Reverend Jacob Fong.
他说中文就中文，英文就英文，你又讲中文就讲英文 ，finish well， 你最好讲中文。他说。
So he commented, you've been speaking in Chinese all along, why do you now suddenly change to English? Tell me what is the Chinese of finish well.
那我还没有回答，他就说，我会翻译。
Before I could say anything, he says, I know how to translate this.
后来我说，请说你怎么翻译呢？
So I asked him, how would you translate
this? 他说， finish well 应该把它翻译成善终。
His translation sounded like die well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这翻得非常非常的传神。
I felt that this actually communicates the spirit very good.
今天很多人活得好。
We may live a good life.
今天很多人死得不好。
But we do not die very well.
今天很多人开始得很好。
A lot of us begins well.
很多人结束得不好。
But we do not finish well.
如果弟兄姊妹你要我选。
If you let me choose.
让我选开始得不好，结束得好。或者开始的好，结束的不好，我要选什么呢
？How would I choose the beginning and the end？
弟兄姊妹，这答案是很明显。
It's obvious。
今天的问题在哪里
？What is today's problem？
我们有个好的开始。
We often have a good beginning。
但是我们没有一个好的继续。
But we do not have good continuance.
更糟糕的是没有一个好的结束。
Worse, we do not have a good finish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 今天我们在这里为着四十年感恩。
We're here to celebrate 40 years of grace.
求主让我们看到我们在主面前我们每一个个人在信仰上面的 光景。
Let the Lord shine His light on us on where we are today spiritually.
当冯牧师用善终这两个字来翻译这个 finish well 的时候，
When Pastor Fong says finish well means dying well,
我非常认真地去想到底要翻什么样的中文是最好。
I keep thinking perhaps there's another translation.
我的结论是保晚节。保晚节。守住晚节。就怎么样就。如果英文翻译的话就是 finish well.
Too early for me to think about this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常说好的开始是成功的一半。
Very often we say to begin well is half of success.
那么我们这句话讲得很熟。
We are familiar with the saying.
但是我们很少想一件事情。
But rarely do we think.
如果好的开始是成功的一半，那另外一半是什么呢？
If beginning well is half of the success, what happened to the other half?
很自然的回答就是好的结束是成功的另外一半。
Perhaps your answer is, oh, the finishing well then is the other half.
而且你有圣经根据。
And you can even say there's biblical evidence.
你说耶稣是创始成终的主。
Didn't we say Jesus is the beginning and the end?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们可以有个始，可以有一个终。
We can have a beginning and an end.
但是呢，中间的继续，中间的内容，中间的那个本质是什么东西呢？
But what about the process? What about the content?
所以我常常说主耶稣不只是创始成终，他也是贯彻始终的主。
So not only is Jesus the beginning and the end, he actually is the content and the continuance.
这个叫做中心。
This points to faithfulness.
今天让我们实在在主的面前看见，面对的是，刚才牧师在祷告说前面的四十年。
Just now the prayer mentioned the 40 years to come.
后面四十年我们感谢主。
We praise God for what has gone past.
我们过去有很多的成功。
There's much success.
我们过去有很多的失败，不是吗？
But we also have much failure.
我们过去有许许多多的喜乐。
There's much joy.
我们过去不是有很多很多的痛苦吗？
But wasn't there a lot of sorrow?
让我们忘记背后，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，努力面前的朝着标杆直跑。
Let's forget the past and strive for the future goal.
让我们有好的开始。
So that we have a good beginning.
也让我们也许有一个不好的开始。
Even if we didn't have a good beginning.
也许我们有一个不理想的开始。
Perhaps it was not an ideal beginning.
弟兄姊妹，求主让我们今天在主的面前。
Let us come before God.
都有同样一个在主的面前的心愿。
So that we have the same heart before God.
让我们 finish well.
That we can all finish well.
有一天我们都要见主的面，弟兄姊妹。
One day we will all come before God.
我们要怎么样向主交账？
How will we give an account of our
life? 我们说让过去就让它过去了吧。
Do we say let's what passed?
弟兄姊妹，前面还有许许多多未得之地我们要去走。
There's much land to be claimed.
忠心是非常重要的。
Faithfulness is important.
然后第二，见识，好，有，不只是忠心，而且有见识。
But the Lord also says, not only should you be faithful, you also need to be wise.
那个英文翻译成智慧。
This is somewhat different from the Chinese translation.
他说要有智慧。
The English mentioned being wise.
当我一想到智慧的时候，
When I think about wisdom,
我就想到所罗门王做王的时候。
I'm reminded of King Solomon.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这个智慧。
We need his wisdom.
我们需要这里所谓的见识。
But we also need to understand.
当所罗门做王的时候，上帝向他显现。
When Solomon became king, God appeared to him.
你要什么，我给你。
And God said, I will give you whatever you ask.
所罗门没有要求长寿，没有要求财富。
Solomon did not ask for long life or riches.
他要求的是智慧。
He asked for wisdom.
但是英文圣经 NIV 的翻译不是 wisdom 这个字，他说 give me a discerning heart, 给我一个分辨的心。
In the NIV, they translated King Solomon's request to Give me a discerning heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫做真智慧？
What is true wisdom?
真智慧就是提醒我们怎么样在许多是非善恶模糊不清的时候，让我们有一种分辨从天上来给我们的一个恩典。
And that is in a very difficult gray area, we have a discerning heart from God to know what is right from wrong.
我想我们今天应该每一家都拿到一本我们这40周年的这个特刊。
By now, all of you should have received a copy of our special publication.
因为是40年。
Because it's 40 years.
所以我们这纪念册的题目叫做不惑之恩。
So the title we chose is Grace Beyond Question.
那么当然这不惑是从孔夫子那里来的。
This act, the Beyond Question actually came from our Chinese teacher, Master Kong.
他说他15岁开始有志要学要受教育。
He said when he turned 15, he decided that he should get educated.
三十而立。
When he turned 30,
然后他就开始好像开始能够独立起来了，可以立起来。
That he started to become independent.
四十不惑。
By the year 40, he became not to doubt.
然后你一直看下去，他说50的时候怎么样，60的时候什么，70的时候他说什么呢？
And he describes different stages in his life in quest of knowledge.
他说70就从这个他说从心所欲不逾矩，就可以随着我自己，我已经非常非常的得释放，很自由，很成熟了。
He said it's only when he turns 70 that he feel released, that he can finally follow his heart.
我现在70。
I am 70 now.
我就在想，我是不是已经到了从心所欲不逾矩的时候呢
？So I ask myself, have I reached this stage like Master Kong?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得离这个距离还太远。
And then I realize I'm far away from that ideal.
所以我就说，这七十是一个描写呢，还是七十是我到七十的时候一个方向，一个目的？
So is this an ideal that I should strive for, or is this a reality that I have achieved?
同样的，回到四十而不惑，给我们难道不也有这样的提醒吗
？So we return to this 40th anniversary, and we ask ourselves, do we still doubt the grace of God?
四十年这个年数，是不是就保证我们，就像我们古书上所说的，已经到了不惑的时候？
Do we really have reached a stage where we no longer doubt the grace of God?
我在神的面前很严肃地思想这一些问题，在过去这几个月的时间。
I've been seriously thinking about these things in the past few months.
今天求主在我们四十周年的时候，让我们很认真地来想到今天教会的需要是什么。
As we celebrate the 40th anniversary of our church, let us think seriously what is the need of the church today.
我们要学习分辨。
We need to discern.
今天教会什么恩赐都有。
We have all gifts in this church.
我们今天需要的是分辨诸灵的恩赐。
But we need a discerning spirit.
去年四月。
Last April.
我们华府在非洲开了一次聚会，宣道聚会。
COWI held a special mission meeting in Africa.
到最后有圣餐礼拜。
At the end, we celebrate with communion.
我在主持那个圣餐。
I was leading the communion service.
那天气氛非常非常的好。
It was a very good atmosphere.
弟兄姊妹在主的桌前真是很亲密的跟主有一个很好的交通。
Before the Lord's Supper, people were communion with God.
我领完了这个圣餐，我就坐在第一排。
After the Holy Communion, I sat down in the first row.
那么后面有后面的节目。
There are other programs following.
我坐在第一排的时候。
As I was in the first row,
有个姊妹就从后面一直走到我的前面。
A sister came up from the back and sat close to me.
半跪在我的面前。
She was half kneeling before me.
她说李牧师。
And she said, Pastor Lee,
我有一个感动。
I have this move in my heart.
好不好让我到台上来见证我这个感动。
Can I go up to the pulpit and give testimony to my feelings?
我说你要分享什么。
So I asked her, what do you want to share about?
她讲的时候她眼泪就出来了。
As she started to speak, tears came into her eyes.
她说刚才你在领圣餐的时候。
When you were leading the Holy Communion.
我看到你的时候。
When I saw your face,
我看到你的后面
I saw behind you,
有一个十字架
I see a cross,
清清楚楚
It was very clear to me,
耶稣钉在上面
And I feel that the Lord Jesus was on that cross,
看见他荆棘流下来的那个血
I can see the blood flowing down from the crown,
看见他手上钉痕流出来的血
I can see the blood coming out of, her, of his hands.
看见他的肋旁有流出来的血。
I can see the blood from his side.
他说李牧师。
And she said, Pastor Lee.
我不能不站在弟兄姊妹面前做这个见证。
I have to stand before this congregation and give testimony.
我坐在那里。
As I sat there.
我心里面很挣扎。
There's a strong struggle in my heart.
要不要给他讲?
Should I allow her to speak of this?
你给他讲
If you let her speak,
你不给他讲
If you don't let her speak,
有不同的结果
It will lead to very different consequences.
如果不给他讲
If I do not allow her to speak,
他说李牧师你消灭圣灵的感动
She may accuse me of suppressing the Spirit's moving.
弟兄姊妹那个时候我需要的是一个分辨诸灵的恩赐
At that moment, I needed the gift of discernment.
我告诉这个姐妹
So I said to the sister,
请你回到座位上去。
Please return to your seat.
我不让她到台上来分享。
So I forbade her from sharing this.
她跪在那里，她问我，她说为什么？
She continued kneeling before me saying, why?
我说姐妹。
I said, sister.
我所信的耶稣已经复活了，他不在十字架上。
And I said, sister, the Christ that I believe is no longer nailed on the cross. He is resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，类似这一类的事情
I can tell you so many similar stories
今天我们在教会里面到底怎么样来分辨这是出于神这不是出于神
Today in church we need this discernment What is coming from God and what is not coming from God
弟兄姊妹我们还要继续再走下去还要再走四十年
We have at least 40 more years to go
今天教会将来可能发生的问题
But there are so many potential issues facing the church.
我们今天在教会里面的同工，我们需要主把见识、把智慧、把分辨的灵给我们。
The co-workers, the leaders of this church need wisdom and a heart of discernment.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
让我们在主的面前很认真的来看主在这里给我们提出来的挑战。
Let us face the serious challenge from the Lord.
因为时间的关系
，because of time。
我不能够再讲下去
I cannot continue
但是我特别把这两样事情提出来我们彼此勉励
But I want to share this so that we can encourage each other
求主让我们在主的面前有忠心
So that we can become faithful
让我们坚持下去
So we can continue
让我们五十周年的时候
So that in our 50th anniversary
甚至我们八十周年的时候
Or our 80th anniversary
我们看见我们对主的托付我们一点都没有辜负主的心
That we have kept what has been entrusted to us
我们知道主要再来
We know our Lord is coming
我不晓得有没有四十年
I do not know whether we have
但是我们带着四十年八十年一百年的心往前走
But let us hold forth this truth and go forward
但是我们也随时准备主有一天会再来
And we need to be prepared that our Lord can return anytime
因为那仆人的主人要来
Because the master of that servant will come again
当他要来的时候
And when he is here
我们怎么样向他交代
How are we going to respond
多托谁向谁多要
To whom is given much, much will be demanded
让我们今天早上在主的面前接受主的托付
Let us receive what has been entrusted to us.
今年二月十九号
This year on February 19th,
我接到一个电话
I received a telephone call.
戴绍征牧师打电话给我
Dr. Taylor called me.
他说你好不好到我家来
Can you come to my home, he said.
那是二月十九号
That was February 19th.
三月二十号戴牧师就回天家。
On March 20th, the Dr. Taylor went to heaven.
所以一个月之前，他就打电话把师母和我叫到他家去。
So a month before he went to the Lord, he asked me and Mrs. Lee to go visit him in his house.
他非常兴奋地告诉我们一件事情。
He was very excited when we saw him and shared with us.
他说我跟张师母就是张子义师母我们已经写了一本书马上就要出版。
He said, I've been working on this manuscript for a book with Mrs. Irene Chang, and it's about to be published.
是戴德生牧师岳父的见证。
And that is the testimony, life story of Dr. Taylor's father-in-law.
这个他的岳父呢，只活了39年。
Dr. Taylor's father-in-law only lived to 39 years old.
他非常兴奋跟我分享说这本书终于出来了。
And then Dr. Taylor was so excited that this book is coming out.
那天我们在谈话的时候
As we were conversing with each other,
他一直不肯停。
He wasn't willing to stop.
戴季中牧师出来好几次从里面。
Jamie came out several times trying to tell us, stop, stop.
一方面他叫 stop, stop, 他也一直说他说爸爸我们祷告了你知道一讲祷告就是要结束了他说。
Jamie says, let's pray. Of course, the hint is we should stop talking now.
有的时候我们牧师也有很多的软弱。
Sometimes as pastors, we have our weaknesses.
很多弟兄姊妹跟我们讲话讲话讲话讲了很久。
People would share with us and continue talking.
好像永远不会结束。
Seemingly, the conversation never ends.
那我们传道人现在很软弱，我们说，哎，我们现在来做祷告，然后再加一句，我们做结束祷告吧。
So when we want to end the conversation, we very often will say, "Let us pray," meaning this is the end.
所以他说，爸爸祷告了，祷告了，意思说你要休息了，你太累。
Jamie was trying to say, "Dad, let's stop. You need to rest."
那么他一直不肯，到最后，终于我们就一起祷告结束。
Dr. Taylor wasn't willing. But after several times, finally we prayed together.
我昨天分享过，我们四个人就站起来一起祷告。
So I shared yesterday, the four of us stood up and held hands.
我左手就抓住戴季中牧师的手。
My left hand was holding Jamie's hand.
我右手抓住戴少征的手。
My right hand was holding his dad's hand.
然后他抓住李师母的手。
And he was holding Mrs. Lee's hand.
那么李师母跟戴季中牧师的手也是拉在一起。
Mrs. Lee was holding Jamie's hand.
我们四个人手牵着手在主的面前祷告。
And we pray before God.
感谢主，我们不只是手牵着手。
Not only were our hands holding each other.
因为我们知道我们的心连着心。
We know that our hearts are linked too.
也只有心连心，手连手，我们才能够肩并肩一起侍奉主。弟兄姊妹，请你不要忘记这件事。
It's only when we hold our hands together and our hearts are linked that we can stand shoulder to shoulder and serve God together.
我们觉得非常的亲密。
We felt so close to each other and God.
一个大的缺点。
But there is a big deficiency here.
就是当我们手牵着手祷告的时候。
When we were holding each other's hands and praying.
我们流眼泪，没有手去擦眼泪。
When the tears start to flow, there's no hands left to wipe the tears.
我们四个人都流泪。
We all shed tears.
我不会忘记戴牧师那天的祷告。
And then I cannot forget Dr. Taylor's prayer.
我把那个祷告送给弟兄姊妹。
And I will share that prayer with you.
他说主啊。
Said Lord.
秀全在全世界各个地方讲道。
Morley preaching in all your churches throughout the world.
求你让他不要忘记。
Help him not to forget.
这下面的那几个字这句话是完全就是他所说的。
And these are exact words from Dr. Taylor.
主啊，让他高高的把耶稣举起来。
Lord, help Morley to raise Jesus up.
高高的把耶稣举起来。
To raise Jesus up.
我们只有把耶稣举起来。
Only when we lift up our Lord.
我们可以忠心。
That we can be faithful.
我们可以有智慧。
That we can be wise.
感谢主，主有一天会再来。
Thank the Lord, He will come again.
好不好？我们一起在主的面前接受一首诗歌来回应我们在主面前的。
Let us respond to God by this hymn.
每一次我回来大概都要选这首诗歌。
It seems like this is becoming my theme song.
因为这实在是我的 theme song, 因为这首诗歌常常提醒我。
Because this hymn reminds me every time.
耶稣基督要再来。
That our Lord Jesus will come again.
主必再来。
The Lord will come again, hymn 116.
我们一起起立。
传扬这奇心事，歌颂这荣耀事色，圣经有奇妙依据，主耶稣必要再来，主必再来，主必再来，我早晨我在征战，我在晚上我在墓前，主必再来，主必再来，那日将是何等奇妙光彩，主耶稣必要再来。
第三节，
那日要站在主前，试炼与苦难已过，将冠冕献出就前，主耶稣必要再来，主必再来，主必再来，我早晨我在午晨，我在晚上我在晚晨，主必再来，主必再来，那日将是何等奇妙光彩，主耶稣必要再来。
我们一起用副歌用英文来唱。 We're singing
in English.
Coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again.Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. Jesus, come again, again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be.
请坐。
Please be seated.